and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Elaine Jontek. Our focus today is on horses. For thousands of years, humans and horses have maintained a healthy relationship, first as beast of burden and then as a means of transport and recreation. Throughout history, riding has been prescribed as a way of improving the mental and physical well-being of people with disabilities. Today we have an interview with two volunteers from Riding for the Disabled Association New South Wales, which provides people with a disability the chance to ride and enjoy activities associated with horse riding. Chairperson Margaret Norman has been involved with the association for about 47 years, and in 2011, Margaret's efforts with the RDA were recognised by the honour of an Order of Australia. I also spoke to Melanie Spajari, the Marketing Officer of the RDA. Welcome, Margaret.
Thank you, Elaine, and thank you for inviting me to talk about our association today.
Can you tell us a little bit about the RDA in New South Wales, you know, how it started and how big it is?
We started in 1972 at Pearl Bachelor's Riding School at West Pennant Hills. Over the 47 years, we've grown to now having 40 centres, and we cater for over 1,700 riders with disabilities who are assisted by over 1,300 dedicated volunteers. We would be lost without our volunteers. And they include our coaches, assistant coaches, trainees. Because of the vastness of New South Wales, centres are grouped into nine regions. Each region has a regional representative. They act as a link between the centre and RDA, the Board of New Directors.
And how did you get involved with the organisation?
Well, when I turned 40, I would either play golf or join a charity.
Mm-hmm.
That was my plan. My daughter started horse riding at Tall Timber Centre at West Pennant Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to hear one of the ladies there talking of RDA with her daughter rode with my daughter. And I said to her, what's RDA? And she said, oh, that's riding for the disabled, to help people with disabilities to horse ride. And I said, that would be ideal. So I went along. They were a lovely bunch of ladies. I ended up becoming a secretary and then kept going. I've just been part of RDA since 1972.
So did you get involved with the horses?
Oh, yes, I had horses and my daughter had horses. When we first started, we actually purchased our first property in 1976 when we moved to Kellyville. All the committee used to actually be volunteers as well as the outside volunteers. So, yes, we used to lead the horses because each horse has a leader, and they had two side helpers, one each side for the rider. So, no, that was good, and we did that as well as work on the committees.
So what do you think is special about horses and their relationship with the riders?
Anyone who has special needs, including our PTSD clients, horses have a unique empathy and a special relationship with our riders. Through the warmth and gentleness of the horse, it provides exercise in an enjoyable environment, and our riders develop self-confidence and generally increased physical improvement. That happens a lot with our riders. Horses offer a powerful medium for people with challenging behaviours.
Mm-hmm.
For the horse allows our rider to restore a sense of personal control, which can improve behaviour towards family, teachers and friends.
So a horse can make you better with people.
Yes. Horses are a unique animal. When a rider with a disability mounts that horse, they sense the importance of that rider. It's just amazing. They do go through our horses go through a training program of 3 months to see if they are suitable, because there's a lot of different disabilities they have to be able to cope with. But we have horses from ex-pony club, ex-racehorses, ex-trotters, a variety of horses that we use.
So when you say that horses help people with disabilities, is that physical disabilities or all kinds of disabilities?
All kinds of disabilities, both intellectual and physical.
Does everybody relate to a horse? They enjoy grooming them, do they?
Yes, as well as riding, they often, if there's a wet day, they go in and they teach them about the saddles and grooming the horses. They also get involved with all types of things to do with the horses. They love patting them. They love giving them carrots. We try very hard for all our riders to have the same horse, because then they have that association with the animal, and they love that. It's very so much easier if they've got the same animal.
So I guess it helps with the language skills too, does it? They get to talk to the horse, whereas maybe they can't talk to other people.
Oh, yes. Yes. Communication is a brilliant thing with horses. We had PTSD, two riders. They were teenage boys. One boy would never speak to anybody because of what he had been through. Couldn't work out how we could get him to communicate. So we put him... We put two riders. We put the one behind the other. And the rider that had the problem with actually contacting with people, he had to actually hold on to the fellow in front while they walked around the arena. It was amazing how just doing that gave him the... Because he had actually had contact with another person, gave him the ability to be able to communicate. Then they were coming each week to the lesson, and he started to talk and communicate with everyone. It made a big improvement to that boy's life.
So it sounds like they can benefit the riders in many ways with balance and a sense of calm, I guess.
Yes, it's their calmness.
Can you tell us about the school programs?
Well, the school programs, they come from either schools or sometimes they come from private organisations. They come from our hostels, mm-hmm. or individuals. And the majority come from schools with special needs or mainstream schools with special need classes. There's a lot of children that are in mainstream now, and they come out with their teachers. They have their special days. They usually come once a week, and they have their special day and their special time. It's an organised program, usually about six horses in each lesson, and the lesson goes for about an hour. We have a ramp that's wheelchair accessible. They go up and mount the horse from their wheelchairs, but that is also used for all our riders. They go up the ramp so that they're not pressing on the horse's stirrups. They can mount the horse from the mounting ramp.
Mm-hmm. There's a program for adults as well, isn't it? It's not much as children.
We actually cater for people from 5 years old to a lady that is in her 80s.
Has she been coming a long time?
Yes, for years.
And what does she love about it, do you think?
Oh, she just loves it. She had her own horse for many years. She just loves it. Actually, we used to ride together. She's just a lovely lady. They're all ages. A lot of our riders come from a lot of car accidents, amputees. They may lose their legs in or their arm or something in a car accident or some type of an accident, sporting accident. They learn to get their confidence back by riding with the horse.
Sounds like a great program.
Yes, it is a lovely program. Our riders have to have insurance before they can ride, and they also go through a program to ensure that we have the right horse for the right rider.
That sounds terrific. Well, we'll have a little chat to Melanie because she's one of the volunteers. Do you need more volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers at all our centres. Our centres range from north, south, east and west, as you can imagine, 40 centres. That's why we have our regional representatives. And then if there's a problem, they bring it to the board.
Thank you, Margaret.
Bye.
So Margaret's been involved with the organisation for 47 years.
Yes.
Well, Melanie...
Hi, Eileen.
So Melanie Spajari is a relative newcomer, only 4 years or so. So Melanie, why did you decide to join RDA?
Elaine, essentially I retired, and at that time I had already decided that one area I would like to spend time working with was actually with riding for disabled, having a love of horses and obviously children, and having the time to do it. That's why I naturally went towards RDA near my home area.
So what are the rewards of being part of the various programs that RDA offer?
As a volunteer, it's pretty immediate. You actually get there, number one, you felt very welcome. So I had a knowledge of horses. So that first of all, they will actually help train you, make sure you are safe to be around other horses, and give you some orientation into what is expected and what you would like to be doing as well. What happens in this case, I became part of the team. First of all, you start working three in the arena doing games. So you stand by a game, and as the horse with its rider comes along, you actually help them participate in a game. And or you could be used just to observe the arena as the, in this case, mostly children are being led around. And later on, as you get more experience in the RDA program, you're allowed to do other things, more to do with the horses, assisting there. I just felt the joy that comes from people riding and actually participating in something possibly they could never ever do without RDA. And it could be because they don't physically have an ability to walk or something like that. With actually participating, their friends aren't doing the same as they're doing. They're learning something different. It enables a lot of communication. There's so many stories with different participants and what they get out of it. But one particular one, Elaine, I personally saw a young boy after 7 weeks into the 10-week program. At 7 weeks was the first time, he was a non-verbal child, first time he actually got on the horse. And when that horse started to walk, he was obviously petrified for the prior 6 weeks. When that horse started to walk, this child beamed. He smiled. He suddenly got it. He absolutely revelled in it. And every one of his carers, there's tears in their eyes. All the other volunteers, there's tears in their eyes because it was such a breakthrough moment. That's what you get from RDN participating as a volunteer there. It was the first time that he actually felt able to get on the horse. In this case, he could walk and everything. He was just so frightened of this huge animal in front of him and couldn't communicate as to what he was frightened of. But he, once he got on, thereafter, the next term, he was away. He was enjoying himself, listening to what the coaches were asking him to do. You know, we do all the different games, physical skill games, or it could be colour matching with flags, finding toys, matching toys in the arena. You know, part of the game, which is learning, developing skills.
So a lot of self-confidence for some riders with disabilities.
Oh, absolutely. It is. A lot of it is giving them confidence to actually do something very, very different, which is riding a horse. And of course, in some of our centres, we do have carriage driving as well. So that is a different skill set again.
So how do you recruit the horses? Where do you get them from?
They come from all over. I have to say, possibly their median age is in the close to the 20s. They come from, maybe it's a pony club person whose beloved pony or horse is now quietly aging in the paddock, and they feel that they would love them to have something still to do, but not as active as what they had done before. And they will potentially get donated to RDA, and or it could be ex-race horses, ex-trotting horses, ex-dressage horses.
And what kind of a disposition does an RDA horse need?
If this horse is calm and bomb-proof, it may be suitable for RDA. And those are kind of words I think you have to visualise and say, if this horse is calm and bomb-proof, it may be suitable for RDA purposes.
That sounds terrific. What's involved with being a volunteer? Is it just a love of horses and then you go and work with the adults and children, or is there a long training period?
It's not just the love of horses. It could be that you don't have to be a horse mad person to volunteer there. If you prefer, you want to come and help do the gardens, or you'd like to make sure the tack room's kept clean, or you just want to work on in the arena assisting during the games, for example, or helping set up the arena prior to a class. Don't all have to be mad pony, you know, and horse people. They look for anybody that can help. It could be somebody who wants to help do some fix-it jobs around centre. You get that gate straight, get those fences up, or give some paint jobs to something. So it can be any person from the community. All we're asking is they don't volunteer some time every week. They'll be given orientation training and just sort of access, you know, understanding what is required of them when there's children around, when there's a class in session, what's required, all of those things. Every centre will give you an orientation and a training. And it is with, you know, you buddied up with somebody, so you follow them around to make sure you're doing the right thing.
You mentioned that the boy took 6 weeks to get on a horse. I imagine it's a fairly slow process of improvement, but do you find out what happens afterwards?
So actually, that's an interesting question, because where do you see the benefits of riding? Some of it might be very quick to observe, like this guy, we all saw what happened. What are the benefits long term for them? We'll only probably hear about that if the parent or the school comes back and says, do you know what, that disruptive child that was throwing chairs around in the classroom actually now comes class and is contained and is happy within himself, for example. That was one story that was told to me. But a lot of it is afterwards, it will come back. Some of them you'll see in that first 10 weeks substantial changes in their ability. Their confidence is possibly one of the biggest growths. Their confidence in their own ability to do something.
And I guess balance improves too, does it? Balance and posture.
Well, horse riding is all about strengthening your core. That means around your stomach and your tummy muscles, and actually moving, that movement of a horse is such a reassuring gliding motion where you're actually getting a rocking forward and backwards. It might be imperceptible, but when you're riding, you actually are engaging that core, and that helps stability. With that, they learn to control the strength in their legs against the horse, so that gives them extra stability as well. They are developing a lot of core strength. Well, I think I would like to mention that RDA itself is actually, so it's a big organisation, it's a charity, as you know, but it is also a registered training organisation. So all the coaches and the assistant coaches, the assessors, have all been through a sort of rigorous training program to ensure compliance across all the different centres and to ensure that what you get at one centre is the same as another. I mean, obviously, it might differ in scale of size, but it is quite controlled, and it's a very safe place to take people to ride or to do carriage driving. People are well equipped to deal with that, whatever disability comes through to be assisted with.
So if we'd like to find out more about RDA, what's the best way to do that?
You can go to the website, rda.newsouthwales. On that website, you will actually find all the different centres across New South Wales, and you can actually click on them and find the local centre and their phone number, or you can just contact that way. Or you can come to the state office, which is on the website, and ask for information. They will tell you where these centres are. There are about 40 centres around New South Wales, so hopefully there will be one where you need it most.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you, and I hope you have many more years of volunteering.
Thank you very much, Elaine. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Animates was created by Joe Van Kool. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks. Research by Joseph Schwanzer. And I'm Elaine Jontek. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.